Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio. With Cleveland's own Emax the Image. Where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 once again, even late, but not here. To Talk Radio with your boy, Max Image Man. I swear, y'all, I did not intend to start this show late tonight. You know how it be sometimes when you lay out and take a nap and somebody call you and wake your ass up and it's like, damn! No, you couldn't touch it, everything got to go. So it's been on there. But y'all know what it is, man. 646-478-0944. And the topic of the show tonight is, should sick people travel? Okay? I came up with that because a lot of people, caught the news out here with the lady traveling with the Ebola virus and shit came through Cleveland, Dallas. I mean, Frontier Airlines, I don't know nothing about them, none of this shit, but I know they got to be shitting themselves right now because this lady did that shit, man. All right, y'all, give me a minute. We're going to get into this conversation. And, hey, I hope you call in tonight. 646-478-0944. This here is Al Porter and 87 Shots Remix.
Black on black. Black on black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Yeah. Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad. Yeah. Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad. Yeah. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Uh-huh. Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank. Wanna start a riot? point, look the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison systems. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. Hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on off top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Where's the motherfucking beef? Beavers right here on Hood Talk Radio with your boy E-Max Image Man. I swear, we didn't know that this shit was going down like this, man. I'm at work, you know what I'm saying? And little dude come out from lunch and he say, "Hey, Eric, have you heard that they let some girl come through Cleveland with the Ebola virus?" All right, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because my whole thing is, what the hell is going on with these people? They don't know what to do when somebody come in proximity, okay, with Ebola virus and shit. And yet, they just let motherfuckers, you know, fly around the city like it's okay. And we don't get it. You know what I'm saying? We don't understand why, you know, after the fact, she been here damn near most of the fucking month, roaming around Akron and shit, and ain't nobody said nothing. She didn't even say nothing. For all we know, she could have came up here, got her funky off. It doesn't even matter to me that she's, you know what I'm saying, African American or black or color, a Negroid, a Negro, nigga, any motherfucking thing you want to describe this person, you know what I'm saying, as it, you know what I'm saying, concerns her race. We have to be sensitive in the fact that she could be scared. She might understand that her life is not going to last that long. And yet still, she traveled all across the country with this illness on her. It's some chilling shit. You know what I mean? We all got kids out here, and we all have our own person, and it seems as though life just has no more, what's the word, man? Because right now I'm at a loss, you know what I'm saying? Right now I'm at a loss. Excuse me. You can join the conversation. I'm going to make me a cup of coffee so we can jump into this and do everything that we need to do. So right now I'm going to play this one song. Just give me a few minutes. We'll be here to the end of the show. Don't worry about it. Like I said, I apologize if I made you late for anything because you wanted to, you know, listen to the show or anything. We got started late. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. It's your boy E-Max. And I'll be back 4 minutes, 23 seconds. Yes, 646-478-0944. It's your boy E-Max, and I must say that we are on this Ebola shit tonight. Not just Ebola. I mean, it's a few concerns that I have about some shit that's going on in our lives out here in Cleveland, Ohio, because, you know, certainly it doesn't seem to me like a lot of people are concerned about what's going on with our families out here in this rural Midwestern city. And it's not even rural, it's urban. You know what I mean? A lot of people have no clue that this shit is urban. But that's okay. The thing that I want to remark about the most, man, is that we are all in, we live in a place, man, where life really doesn't mean that much to people. And I have no understanding why we continue to be the type of people that, you know, fuck with each other. You know, so I'm apologizing first because this fucking cup of coffee is great. I know some of y'all don't like coffee, and that's your problem, not mine, because I love it. I take coffee all day. As long as I got some water to go along with it, I'm absolutely cool. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people feel like that. I'm glad, because there's only so many of us that really drink coffee. But it's such a big fucking thing, man. Coffee is such a beautiful thing. All right, I'm telling you now. 646-478-0944. Y'all forgive me for adjusting my microphone here, but that is exactly what I had to do. Now I'm picking up my motherfucking coffee. All right. That's great. Wash my hands and everything before I started indulging, because we got this Ebola lady traveling through our channel. We want to send shouts out to everybody. Now, you supposedly, from what I understand from all of this news, news broadcasting and all of these things of that nature, that woman stopped over here in Akron, visited some relatives. You know what I mean? Probably saw some people, because if she got Ebola and they don't give her what they gave those two excuse and part of my friends, white folks, to save their lives, those two white care. Healthcare workers, they knew what protocols to use and all the other shit, and they was able to save, and they came from Africa. These came from Africa with the shit. They went over there to help some people from Africa, man, and they was able to save them. Okay? That is some weird ass shit right there. Alright? And now here's this black dude. He's a worker, came up with the Ebola virus and shit, and he died. He died after them not knowing what to do in Dallas. Yet now, okay, they know what to do. They got that girl down there in Dallas. They learned their lesson, I suppose you could say it like that, from the man passing away after contracting Ebola virus. Now the lady that was here to nurse him, you know what I'm saying? And even after he passed away, it was like nobody really cared. Nobody really thought, well, hell, we better, you know what I'm saying, take some precautions here to make sure that this damn thing doesn't get spread around. But like I posted on my Facebook page, it's one thing that I do understand about the way the federal government subsidizes pretty much just because of the fact that the Ebola virus can touch down. I knew it. You knew it. Everybody knew that this shit was going to affect us from the beginning when they started talking about it, because the first thing that came out of all of these motherfuckers' mouths was, oh shit, Ebola outbreak over in Africa. Look at all the fucking people traveling back and forth overseas coming back here. It was only a matter of time before they started announcing it. Ooh. What would happen if Ebola came to motherfucking United States? What would you do? How would you prepare yourself? Well, people, here we are. It's in the States. It's been in the States. Truthfully, this shit is airborne. All right? They don't want to tell you that is airborne because they don't want to cause widespread panic. Well, here's one for you. You didn't say nothing about the Ebola virus and Ebola, excuse me, I can say Ebola, evolution. But people talk about the Ebola, I said it again, Ebola virus, and now that we have proven cases, well, at least, you know, the media said that these were actual cases of the Ebola virus in this country. All right? Now, I shouldn't have to worry about that. You know, we got ISIS to worry about. We have this failing U.S. dollar to worry about. We have to worry about we going to be quarantined? Because the plan is all about martial law. Okay, y'all know that the underlying phase, the underlying everything and anything that's got anything to do with what's going on in this country, the bottom line is martial law, which is New World Order rule shit. And it's already been a plan for this biological warfare. They've been trying to do shit for long. That's why we got the heart machine. That's one of the reasons why there are chemtrails. I mean, excuse me. You have to think about all of the things that's going on around you before you can understand what's happening in front of you. Because what they put in your face is nothing but a red light for you to understand that there's some shit going on behind your back. 646-478-0944. It's your boy E-Mac, the Image Man. It is Wednesday night. We apologize for being late, but we're here nevertheless with Hood Talk Radio. Not taking no break or nothing. I just have to play this song. Somebody called me and asked me to play the song Friday night, but I was over at the OPN Community Center. You know what I'm saying? And, 646-478. This one is called Go. 646-478-0944. Kind of had three thoughts at one time, so I just let that shit flow. This is your boy E-Max, man. I'll be right back. Go. Saying if you want to go, you can go. That's in response to a couple of letters that I myself received here at the Talk Radio Man, and just some things that we'll be getting into, because for whatever reason, we have to continue to move forward and do things. The only thing we don't got right now is what our former president talking about. Go shopping. Go to Disneyland. Have fun. Let me tell y'all something, man. The fucking dollar store sells hand sanitizer for $2 for $1. Okay? You can go to the dollar store, which basically replaced the mom and pop store, which basically replaced the neighborhood trading post. Some of y'all are old enough to know what the fuck a trading post is. And if you're not, you need to look it up to find out what it is. And it's some shit that's missing in our society. You got to be careful any goddamn way, regardless of the Ebola virus, about anything that you touch with your hands. Okay? Lots of people contract diseases because they do not wash their fucking hands. You know what I'm saying? They'll go to the bathroom, shit, and then come right out the motherfucker and go, yeah, you might wipe your ass, but you don't wash your fucking hands. You know what I'm saying? And that's 99% of the people that go to the bathroom. They have no consideration for others. They have no consideration even for themselves, because they'll go to the bathroom and walk right out the door. No washing of their hands. There's all kind of clean apparatus in place, and nobody really uses them. Excuse me. As a DJ, lots. The hosts of the parties think of the participants of the party by providing, okay, especially if there's food involved, hand sanitizers, okay? I've seen 10 hand sanitizer bottles on one table, and maybe one of them was open. In a party of maybe 100, 200 people, somewhere between that. You know what I mean? I'm watching a program on television right now, and it's giving you step-by-step what do you need to do to even visit somebody that you believe has contracted the Ebola virus. Why is it that it took Ebola to come around for everybody to start being clean now? Excuse me, conscious of their hands. And that clothing and the things that you wear to protect yourself, because everybody knows that the hospital is not the safest place to be. You know what I'm saying? It gives you the illusion because there's so much medical shit going on, sterilization and this and the other, and everything is all pristine. You got guys going around waxing the floors, you know, in real time. So let's not be, sorry, I got something stuck in my throat right there. Let's not be blinded by the fact that, you know, just because they got hospitals set up, you know, it's only a few of them in this country that's really set up right now to deal with patients with Ebola. But, you know, you forgot about AIDS, okay, forgot about the SARS disease. Because this shit doesn't go away. Just something bigger comes in and takes it, you know, get a little bit more media attention. Now, you know, LeBron James got a lot of media attention. Now that that shit is over with, this too shall pass. The thing is how many of us are going to survive this biochemical attack? Well, don't think that it's just in Africa. It was never that contained from the beginning. But a long, long time ago, and I was told this by one of the elders, they used the same thing. They over there in those fucking countries. Okay? Bill Gates said it his damn self. If we could just come up with the right motherfucking antidote, if you want to call it, to combat not just one disease, a whole lot of diseases, then we will have our, you know what I'm saying, shit that we need to control the population. We can't just come out and shoot all you motherfuckers. That's what they're doing at ISIS. We don't want to appear as sick as those folks because, you know, that's like the Hitler regime all over again. Okay? Watched a video last night where the person said that the government said that it'll never be another Holocaust, and yet right now we have to begin the stages of the shit. I guarantee you there's more people in this country that got the Ebola virus than what they're telling us on TV. I guarantee you. And it's so fucked up that, you know, black people get the shit. Not two of them. But they can't. They couldn't save one. One is also careful in describing every fucking step she makes. Oh, 1047, she stepped off the plane, and 1048, she was in a cab. You know, that type of shit. But those healthcare workers that came over here from Africa, they brought the shit with them. Somebody had to come back here with the shit in their pocket. You couldn't carry it in your pocket, so we're going to let you go over there. We're going to send you over there and let you get sick. It's a guarantee you won't die. You know why? Because we already got the cure. We don't want nobody to know that we already had a cure. We had a cure before we put the shit out there, just in case some of our people came down with this deadly virus. And to win your support and your confidence in the fact that they could cure the shit, they cured two people. And excuse my French again, but both of them was white. The first black person that they said had it, they didn't know what to do. So they said, they sure knew what to do when those two white guys got it. They knew what to do. All right? We got to stop walking around with blinders on. And I ain't just talking to black people. I'm talking to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Whether you don't care about black people or not, whether you feel like life is life, whatever, whatever, you are in the same boat. I never understood how five people in a rowboat in the middle of a fucking thunderstorm fishing, yet Randy didn't want Tom to invite Bill because Bill is black. Or Bill is Hispanic or an American Indian. Okay? Tom don't like Rashid because, you know, he's a Middle Easterner. Could be Arab or Israeli or Syrian, anything. But he's not blonde hair and blue eyed. Or brown hair and brown eyed. You know what I'm saying? It's changing as we go along. You know what I'm saying? I applaud the unity. I applaud the unity because, you know what I'm saying, it's a scientific fact that since 2000, you guys have had zero population growth. I mean, if a little, you know, small internet radio station host like myself can, you know, uncover some of these truths, then I'm pretty sure that the other 99.9%, because I'm definitely in that 0.1% of the what we call the low position people in this world. Because I'm not rich. Focus. I'm more focused now ever than I was in my whole entire life. And the reason being that I started to open my eyes, well, it wasn't just me. Because something, someone came to me and touched me. Whether it was consciously or subconsciously, I do not remember, but it sparked something inside of me and said, hey, man, let's use this internet thing for a little bit more than just hosting the radio show. And I started reading. Because, you know, a lot of you guys knew that we strictly started out on Fridays, man, with music from around the city. And we get a little bit of feedback from that, but it's something that, you know, since I myself and my cousin Andy, we love to do this shit. We had a lot of support at the beginning of this, but for other people, it became work. Excuse me. It became work. But for us, it's something that we love to do. So I'm sorry for all of y'all out there that feel like when we get on the air with Hood Talk Radio, when I get on the air, excuse me, with Hood Talk Radio, that I say some controversial shit. Sick people shouldn't travel. That's just my opinion, my point. You know what I'm saying? Something that you hear on this show that you don't like, don't call Blog Talk Radio with your complaints and everything. Just dial the number to the show. 646-478-0944. You guys know I'm here on Wednesday nights, so I'm not sure what you'll be looking for when you're calling me to complain, because I ain't forcing you to listen to what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Just like, don't nobody force you to get up and go down to the corner store and buy you another bottle of wine. Or a six-pack of beer. Or 12-pack. Or whatever it is that you feel is a necessity to you. Because it's a necessity for me to talk to my people and just share and express some of the things that I've learned, some of the things that I feel. And basically, man, share some of the shit that's going on in my head with you. I sit here with newspapers. I have two computers open all the time. Plus my phone. You know what I'm saying? We got these smartphones for dummies. So it's a lot of ways that I express myself through education. Self-education. You know what I mean? It's easy for you to be indoctrinated. And it's easy for us. We have to. But it's easy to be misled if you don't take your own critical thinking steps, your own research, and follow up. See, the thing was, when we were in school, a lot of us did better because we followed up. We learned some things in a deeper meaning in what our instructor was giving us. Some of us felt, well, I'm just going to cut it and make it and get through to get by. You know what I'm saying? So I can go ahead and graduate now. I got to deal with this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, the way life is, some of those people with those attitudes ended up with great paying jobs that they really enjoyed doing. And they stay there for years. While the majority of us bust our fucking ass, and as the saying go, end up in a position that just pays. Some of us end up in a position that just keep child support off our asses. You know what I mean? But you got to understand and you got to know that no matter what, there's still some shit out there for you to learn. So you got to look for some of those things that you don't know. Unless you never know. Think about some shit you don't know about and say, I wonder if I can find some information about that. Easiest path. You want to know what's going on with this Ebola thing? Check it out. The whole world of shit on the internet. The internet is it's like a fucking roll of thread now. School of thread. When we were kids, we used to grab and throw them and get all tangled up in the mess that we made, thinking that it was fun until we couldn't get out. Think about that one right there. Should sick people travel? I say no. You know, if you got a fucking cold and you about to get on the airplane and, you know, with all that cabin pressure and recycled air and this and that and the other, stay your ass at home. Get some medical attention and make sure that it's safe for you to be traveling and that you won't infect nobody else but your selfish motherfucking ass on the goddamn travel any motherfucking way and not tell a motherfucker that you sitting next to on the airplane that I got the goddamn Ebola virus. I have this motherfucking Ebola virus. What the hell is up with that? That was some fucking selfish shit to do. You could have picked up that motherfucking cell phone that you have and called your motherfucking family and said, I have come down with this motherfucking Ebola virus. As hard as it is to do, sometimes you have to think beyond yourself. But the whole fucking world is in a motherfucking rat race. We are all crabs in a barrel. You understand me? And crabs in a barrel ain't trying to drown each other. They just trying to use each other to get the fuck up out of that boiling ass water. You know what I'm saying? It's not the fact that they all in the barrel. It's the fact that the fucking water is boiling and somebody trying to get the hell up out. Other people just fucking stuck in this boiling ass water. And you know, I can't fight to get out, but I ain't going to be like those other people stepping on people to get out this boiling water. Why the fuck not? If we all came up with a system to help each other get out the fucking boiling water, that would never be a cliche like crabs in a bucket. You could never allow yourself to be a crab in a bucket if you did a little bit more research. When you set out to understand some things, you'll understand some things. That's what that means when you read the Bible. Seek and ye shall find. You know what I mean? Good or bad, if you're looking for trouble, don't you find trouble? All right. If you're looking for good, don't you find good? You might run into a little bit of trouble first, but you eventually going to find good if you look for it. So on one hand, it depends on what you're looking for. And on another hand, it depends on what it is that you plan on doing once you find what you're looking for. If you're looking for a way to be the best crooked-ass person in the world, you'll find it. Don't know how long your flight's going to last, but you'll find that antidote that you're looking for to be that badass that you know, set out to be. And on the flip side of that coin, because everyone has it, a head and a tail. So if you choose head and your ass get into what you hoped for, then be willing to accept the consequence. Same thing with tails. It's no different. Consequences may be different. The action might be different. But the result is still going to be the same, especially put your all into whatever it is trying to do. Talking to a little girl the other day, and I asked her how she was doing in school, if she liked her school, and she said no. And I said, why? She said, the only thing I like about school is recess and going home. And on one hand, that was some funny ass shit. But on the other hand, it made me sad and I felt compelled to bring myself into a position to talk to the little girl so that she can understand. So I had to put myself, not dumb myself down, but take myself back to the era of understanding that I don't know why I can't read. I've tried, but it just don't work out. And because the shit that I'm trying don't work out, I really don't understand my teacher, this, none of the other, and I need some help. That's what I heard. So me being me went straight to the kid world. Well, you know, if you took those letters like the S word, if you see a word and it's got an S and a T and an O and a P, and you make all the sounds that each letter makes and you put them all together, it might sound like that word you're trying to figure out. I mean, you know, I'm not a teacher, but that's the best way I can come up. The S is the T is T, the O is I or O, and the P only makes one sound, puh. So if you see the word stop, you this, T, I, puh, and you got stop. Say that shit. It's just that simple, y'all. If you need me to teach you how to read, then all you got to do is find somebody to send me an email to emaxtheimage1@gmail.com. That's EmaxtheImijj, the number 1@gmail.com. I'll help you to read. Anybody, I don't care who you are, I will help you to read. I know how to read. I'm not a master, but I will help you to not only learn how to read, I can help you to understand what you're looking at on a piece of paper. From your ABCs all the way up to Z. Speaking of those, did you know that the Egyptian language had 480 fucking symbols and letters and all kind of shit to go with their language? Well, we only have 26. Who's the fool? You know what I'm saying? Why is that we don't have 480 letters and symbols in our language to get a better understanding of what's going on? Because we wasn't meant to have that shit. They didn't want us to have that shit. Then we'd be a higher level society like the ancient Egyptians were, or the Mayans, or the Aztecs. So you gotta do some fucking studying, y'all. Y'all gotta read, and then you'll be able to put two and two together, you know what I'm saying? And it'll come up with four, not 4.1, because, you know what I'm saying, 2.75 plus 2.75 is actually 5.50. You know what I'm saying? 27 is 54. If you add that other 0.5, that's 1. That's 0.1 or 1.0. And you end up with 55. So, you know what I'm saying? 25 is 20, I mean, you know, 24 plus 24 is 48. But then you got to add that other one, you know, 7.50 to 3/4. So, it's easy to calculate the shit in the brain and this and others. It's even better to write down a piece of paper. We got computers and phones and everything at our fingertips that keep us sort of in a stupid mode, because you'll get a brain fart and say, oh shit, let me whip out my phone to make it easier for me to do this addition and subtraction, rather than exercising your brain and doing it internally. We don't want to do what we need to do to become the people that we want to become. So then they lead us into the people that they want us to be. And the rebellious part is being diagnosed as having a disorder. I don't know too many people that can grasp the new form of education that we've been having over these past few years. Okay? It's terrible. It's terrible the way they do us as people. It's terrible the way they do us as a nation. It's terrible as they do us, how they do us as in the world, because the whole thing is because we really don't get along with the bullshit they bring into us, and we paying for not accepting all this extra shit. So by not accepting the shit, by not just laying down like a dog when they say lay down, okay, they hit us with some shit that make you lay down. Like the boy, Dope Boy, used to say, motherfucker, get down and lay down. So you got a choice to make. You gonna get down, or are you gonna lay down? So here we are in this world. And the ones that get down are considered sellouts. Why is that? Because somebody willing to go the extra mile to get what they want, and you're not. Somebody willing to bend over backwards to get what they want, and you're not. I'm not saying as far as bending over backwards, like taking it in the ass. You know what I'm saying? None of that shit. I'm talking about if it means smiling a little more to get along with some other people, whether you want to or not. If it'll achieve the objective that you need, then I don't see nothing wrong with it. If it means you not liking black people, or it means you not liking white people, or any other people, you can hate your fucking self for all I know. But anybody that walks around with hate for another race, people, or skin color, or whatever, in their fucking hearts, there's something wrong with you. You know what I mean? But at the same time, if look at all of the different nationalities in this world, you mean to tell me that ain't nobody getting along well enough for some shit to go right? It's just like the bully in the classroom. And everybody's scared of the bully because he's big. Nobody thinks of the fact that there's 32 children, well, in our classroom, it was 32 kids to a teacher. So it's 31 kids in the classroom and one bully. And because everybody's so afraid to go up to this bully one-on-one, nobody thinks that we all got together. We can crush this motherfucker. We wouldn't fuck with nobody in our class. Going by a moment. In the penthouse right now, and I have my sliding glass doors open. Yeah, right. But the window is open. I had to get some fucking air in there. Think about that, man. Just think about the analogies. Some of the analogies that I put out there for you, it's usually just to cause you to think. It's how I got it. It's the best way for me to teach you. You know what I'm saying? By posing a question to you. You know what I'm saying? That you can understand. And we need for you to understand that. You know? Because nobody's going to understand exactly how this game that we call life. You know, they used to have that life. That game is still out here. The Parker Brothers made it a long time ago, and it actually taught you some things. That game of life. We used to have Operation. We used to have so many educational toys, man, that keep us occupied, our minds moving forward, innovative, creative. Okay, we had the Kinect Young Engineer System. Building construction sets, Lego, tell you what to make with the Lego. You can buy this Lego and make this airplane that we showed you on the commercial. But if you buy the regular box, you can't make that airplane. But certain pieces ain't there. Open your mouth, open your mind. Sick people shouldn't travel. Especially when you carrying something in your body that could destroy the lives of millions of people. It already has. And I know that you might be afraid. You might be frightened of what's going on with you. And you may not want to be the spectacle of national media coverage, which you would be. Excuse me, you have been. But for whatever reason, man, people do the most selfish thing and keep shit like that to themselves. Now, she's been here and gone, and it's like nobody knew, but she didn't say nothing. Did she say where she was going? Did she say before she left, oh, I got Ebola? Because according to the news reports, she didn't even know that she had this shit until she touched down. What kind of shit is that? I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? She wanted to go see her dude. She wanted to go see her family. And the rest of her people that she could before it came out that she had this fucking Ebola virus. Now, all the airlines and all of this shit that people working for them, these motherfuckers walking around like, I don't want to go to work because this bitch just flew through our city and touched our handles and our poles and no fucking telling what else. Hugged a few people. Hey, I ain't seen you in a long time. One motherfucker they claim is self-containing himself. He put himself in isolation after coming in contact with this person. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm too sad right now, and I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? On one hand, you know, I feel remorse for the lady because unless they do something for her, her life ain't lasting that long. And she probably knows that. Okay? It's what she did, which was, on the other hand, very selfish. You know, she could have said, hey, I got the Ebola virus, y'all, but I want to see my people before shit get too bad or I'm not here no more. They would have said, hell to motherfucking no, not right away. You need to come and do this and do that and do this and do that, but at least your ass wouldn't be all over the fucking front page and the news and behind every motherfucking commercial that you turn on and every channel, cable, free, digital box, radio, everybody is talking about you. That was some selfish shit you did. And if it comes out that you did protocol and they still putting the shit out there like you didn't, then I am on your motherfucking side. But if you did not warn people before you started traveling that you had Ebola virus, I am not on your side. That was some selfish shit to do. If you walking around with that disease that they got from all of these chemtrails and shit falling out of the sky, and you ain't telling nobody that this shit before you get on a bus or an airplane or in a cab or walk into a fucking restaurant and buy you a cup of coffee or some Coke, you know what I'm saying? You cannot sit there and say, oh, I didn't want to tell nobody that I got this motherfucking communicable disease, they call it, and I want to go in this store and buy me a fucking cup of coffee with all these people standing around, that if I cough or I sneeze, these motherfuckers might get it. I don't want y'all to be under the guise that is just some shit that's happening over here in this country. It didn't start in this country. It started in Russia a long time ago. You're going to go to the phone lines. You're going to bring some people in. All right, 216-804. What's up, Al?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I want to just listen to where you're going with this, man, with Russia. Then, you know, I'll follow along from there.
All right. Well, part of the program back in the 30s, Russia was going through that shit with America and Britain, and like that's why they so standoffish right now with this ISIS thing. Okay, they came up with a formula, and they called it a vaccine. And it basically kicked off the biochemical warfare program that these countries have been on for at least 100 years now, okay? But they came back with the shit. They didn't want to use it. But they came back with the shit because they know about the pre-flood nuclear blast that this planet had went through. A lot of people don't know about that. Because they weren't told, but like I said, if you do a little study, a little research on, you know, pre-flood and the flood, and anything that happened before Genesis 1, if you just start looking for some of that shit, you can answer some of the questions of the shit that's going on today. Well, anyway, Russia came up with the program. Germany stole the shit. United States crushed Germany. Of course, took all their scientists, engineers, and all of these motherfuckers. Brought them back here, their notes, and got patents on everything. If you look up the Ebola virus patent, you will know that the United States owned the shit. President Barack Obama amended what George Bush set forth for the SARS disease back in 2009. The patent number, I'm not sure I got them all right, but it's US2012-0153. I believe those are the numbers for the United States patent for the Ebola virus. So now that we got the technology that we could come up with on our own, we had to do what? Steal it from somebody else and make it our own. This Ebola virus is owned by the United States of America. And we do have the patent number. It's out there for you. Okay, if you don't believe me, check the shit out yourself. I'm only relaying the message. You know what I'm saying? But Russia sparked it up because they wanted to come up with something that was strong enough to keep Hitler in his motherfucking place. That'll stop him in his fucking tracks from what he was doing. Alright? So look up the shit. And you know what I'm saying? You'll understand where the information comes from. I'm not sitting here reading the book. I'm like, hey, 1 + 1 = 2. Not 2.1 or 2.3. 1 + 1 = 2. Not 2.0. 2. All right? We're going to bring Al back in. What's going on, Al?
Man, that is deep in itself that we own the patent for that.
Yes, we do. We didn't have it since the 20s. Since the 20s.
So that means if we have the patent, then that means he who has the patent, like if you were to patent a trademark something, that means you're controlling something.
You are controlling. And people think, I'm gonna put one out there again. I put it out there last week. I'm going to put it out again this week. Center for Disease Control. The main word that you want to put up front is control.
Yes, sir.
Why do you want to control a disease? Why isn't there a Center for Disease Eradication?
Right.
Why control? See, shit like that, they throw up in our face every fucking day we don't pay attention to. But something smacks you upside the head and say, hey, when you control your car, that means you decide which way to turn, left, right, brake, gas, speed, slow down, sit back in your seat, however you want to drive your car. If the person in front of you crashes into a pole and you crashes into them, you'll get a ticket for failure to control your vehicle. Definition of the word control, why would it be included in a nationally recognized organization like the Center for Disease Control? Oh, yeah, by the way, just a little bit of tidbit. I'm riding up Euclid Avenue, y'all, passing the Church Square shopping plaza. Did you know that there's a Planned Parenthood office there?
Hadn't even noticed it. Now I have to go take a look at that.
It's a Planned Parenthood center right in the middle of the motherfucker, right at the V section. If you was coming up, if you was looking at it, it's not even a square. You know what I'm saying? It is a square, but it's really a rectangle. But they call it the square. Well, right in the center, the anchor building is Planned Parenthood, man. Right in our neighborhood. Tucked away where if you're just riding past, you're walking past, and you're looking for the dollar store, Radio Shack, or the little shoe store, the other one, or the little hair store, you will pass it. But it's right there, 79th and Newport Church Square Plaza. There's a Planned Parenthood right there, and it'll sneak up on you like, bam, here I am.
Wow. Didn't even know.
Yeah, that's something to think about. So, just like we always do, Al does it on Monday nights. Al, go ahead and tell them what you do, man. We got a few more minutes left.
Oh, man. They can feel free to check out my show of course, affiliated with the Blog Talk Network. Varsity Music itself, as it presents none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, and news. That's music, activism, and news from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. As a matter of fact, this will be a very, very interesting one that's coming up, because that'll be a night that I'll be coming back from real quick, since this show really can and talks about it a little bit. For those who may not have been aware or may not have seen anything, if you go to Alfred Porter Jr., that's J.R. period, Sheriff's hat as a profile picture, you're going to see a lot of pictures of Occupy, the red light, speed light cameras. And I'm saying that real quick so we can go on to the next episode. But, you know, what we did was we were on 71st and Chester to let people know to vote yes to get rid of those cameras. If you vote no, it means that you don't want to see a change. So we got some tricky wording in there. And if people are wondering why we're against it, it's because those cameras are illegal taxation without representation, because instead of being able to fight those speed light camera tickets at a municipal court in front of a judge, you have to go in front of a tickets office, one of those certain agents, a hearings officer, to deal with your tickets. And that hearings officer works for the city. So this coming Monday, 40th, we'll be at 40th and Prospect with another Occupy movement at 4 p.m. where we let people know with large signs and everything else. Definitely say no. Well, don't say no, but vote yes. Vote yes to get rid of the red light, speed light camera. That's it.
And that's what's up, man. That's the truth, y'all. That's Al Porter Jr. Don't forget to check him out on Monday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. right here on Talk Radio. Network of shows. Y'all all in, man. We enjoyed tonight. We hope that we came to you and gave you something that you can go back and look up for yourself, so that you'll know that we're not here just to play games with you. And we're here to help you out, man. So, like I said, if you need some help learning how to read, you know, have somebody email me. You know, I'll contact you and help you get, you know, a little bit more understanding about words and how to use them. Because they're using things on us, man, not telling us why. You know what I'm saying? Alex Jones said we have an alien invasion. They're trying to keep that from us, too. That's why, you know, it's a whole lot of people, man. Glenn Beck showed he's all of a sudden on this alien thing. So, if you pay attention, you know they're going to use some otherworldly shit. They're going to use those things to, you know what I'm saying, have people, oh, those that's in power, you need to help us, save us from the aliens.
Yes.
Just something else to, you know, look into. Because this is another thing that's getting ready to come. Now we got the Ebola scare. Alright. So, we love y'all very much, man. We hope y'all continue to show on your own. We will be back with Andy Friday night, Hood Tunes Radio.